very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Run-Through, your favorite figure skating podcast where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, make us compete in Milan, and make us win the Olympic title in pairs. I'm Adam Rippon. I'm here with not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes and Ashley Wagner. Girls, it's good to be here.
It's great to be here.
Sarah, I ran into yet another person who confused you for Olympic champion Sarah Hughes.
Oh, okay.
Because
was this
I was talking with
it was Emily Hughes.
It was John Schuster of curling.
Wait, I've met him a lot of times.
It's so funny though, because I sat down for lunch with the morning hosts of Gold Zone. And John Schuster joined us as well. And so Matt Eisman was talking to me about, I was like, thank you for the shout out this morning. So nice of you to do this. And so the podcast came up and he was kind of explaining the podcast to the other people sitting at the table. Uh-huh. And so then John Schuster looks at me and he's like, wait, you have a podcast with Sarah Hughes? And I was like, uh-huh. And then he was like, I've been on her other podcast. And I was like,
oh, John. What?
No.
And immediately I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, no.
It's actually a different Sarah Hughes.
He has been on my show.
That's why for a second I was like, huh? Like I thought maybe he meant he was on your Gold Zone shift. And then I realized, no, he meant he went on Sarah Hughes Olympic Champions podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's becoming clear.
Yeah.
I got a text from Milan today that said, Sarah, an update from Italy is that our Italian fixer is telling Adam that his hand is going to get cut off on the subway. And now I think they're making him undergo a psychological evaluation.
Anything
you want to provide some detail?
So
I've only seen you use one hand on this call so far.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you still have both?
That's hand reveal. let me give some context. If you're interested.
Obviously,
yes,
I am.
We are.
So here in Milan, I have a checkered past, I would say, with the subway system. Meaning that like the first day I got here, the first time I used the subway, I used it. I was like, it's so easy. It's four stops this way, ready to go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did four stops the wrong way, had to do eight stops, changed trains, got on the wrong train three times, and then walked to the arena, which it was a 90-minute walk. I'm better for it. I'm better because of it. And I'm here now. And because of those mistakes I've made, I've had to sit down and take some time out of my day to like learn the transit system. And now when people are thinking of using the metro, they come to me and I airdrop them a picture of the entire Milan metro system because I'm like, this is going to help you to know what train you need to get on. Because sometimes like the colored routes go like different ways. Like the green line, there's two trains that go on it. One goes like whoop to Chelsea Rossa, as I've mentioned, famous stop on
famous
the Italian
Chelsea
line.
Rossa.
And I have been telling everybody that like I'm a metro guru now. And the fixer, the Italian fixer, said, I hope on the line you're not wearing your jewelry. And I was like, no, I am. All of it. And she was like, I wouldn't do that. Because like my watch, she's like, somebody will cut your hand off for that watch. And I was like, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, somebody will pull out a knife. And I mean,
congratulations on the watch, I guess.
Well, congratulations on the hand reveal. And I was like, what? And she was like, oh yeah, like you need to be careful like on the metro with that stuff. I was like, oh my God. She's like, well, are you at least like kind of like tucking it up in your jacket? I'm like, no, I'm like holding the railing. And I even looked at it the other day and was like, it looks so pretty in the lights. And well, she's like, yeah, I would stop doing that. And then we really connected on that. And then we did do some sort of like, you know, like some sort of psychological evaluation. And I just want you to know, I've really connected with this person who is named Katarina. And I feel safer because of them, but also in more danger.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Well, ignorance is bliss.
Oh, it was complete so bliss.
So
okay, well,
results.
We finally got a pretty good event, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
I mean, okay, we beggars cannot be choosers, and based on what we've seen over the last couple of events, I feel like this was maybe up until the very, very, very end, it wasn't like the highest of drama. That being said, I feel like we got some really good skates.
Yeah,
no,
Sarah,
I
can you do some
say
results?
Anything. I will do the results. The Olympic champions in pairs are Riku Mura and Ryuichi Kihara from Japan. Mm-hmm. The Olympic silver medalists are Anastasia Metelkina and Luka Barilova from Georgia. Georgia wins its first ever Winter Olympic medal in any sport. Wow. This is Japan's first pairs medal also. Mm-hmm. And then Minerva Hasa and Nikita Volodin from Germany got bronze. Yeah. And so those are your medalists. And I agree with you, Ashley. I think this was a good event, you know, like and that's not to say everyone was perfect, but I think like we had strong skates from, mm-hmm. you know, the top four in particular were really strong today. Again, yeah. Not perfect. But the way it sort of shook out was that, you know, not early on, but in like the second to last group, Sui and Han went and skated pretty well. You know, their tech content wasn't as high, but they skated pretty well. I mean, considering how we've seen them, it was like, I mean, I was impressed with them.
I mean, they improved their personal best in that program by like 5 points. So, yeah. I mean, take that for what you will. I think it kind of speaks a little bit about how they were skating earlier on in the season, because this event they did side-by-side doubles.
Yeah, their season's best.
And she popped. Season's best, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she popped the
I was like, surely they've gotten better
combo
than a 135 before. Yeah,
no. That, I was right. Just a season. Yeah. So the bar was like lower.
Yeah, they're one of the greatest teams of all time.
We've seen from them.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, 100%.
Well, how much can change in 4 years, you know?
Totally. And then right after them, the last team in the second to last group was Mura Kihara, because they had that lift issue in the short program. And so Mura Kihara weren't in the last warm-up group. And they skated,
which was so weird.
It was.
Excellent. It was odd. They skated an hour before the event ended, essentially. And they were
so they're in the leader's chair. Clean. They like set up camp.
Well,
yeah, they moved into
before
the leader's
that they
chair.
Skated clean. And they earned the highest free skate score we have seen under this current system. Not like these highest ever scores kind of reset relatively often, because you can't like compare as the rules change and stuff, like the +3 and -3 GOE era mm-hmm. doesn't count for this like kind of thing. But they got a 158, which is just an absolutely massive, massive, massive score. And it put the rest of the teams in position to like catch that and catch them at like 230 total points. And I felt like it was a high score. It was a really high score. I felt like what they were doing was they were saying, okay, Hasa and Volodin had a 7-point lead after the short program. The mm-hmm. Japanese skated cleanly in their free skate. We're going to give them a huge score that the Germans can only pass if they are like foot perfect. And if
exactly
they're not,
mm-hmm. what
Japan
I thought.
Is going to win. That's how, mm-hmm. and that's how it was. So,
yeah.
And then the last group went. So
the way that it was kind of set up, the way that the Japanese had to basically there, the difference between where they were and the Germans was like roughly, they were 7 points back. And then when you compared personal best, the Japanese would have ended up about a point shy of the Germans. So what they were set up to do, they had to best their personal best. And they're able to do that by about 2 points. But I mean, watching them skate this program, Sarah and I were talking earlier, and I mean, we were discussing whether or not that felt better than what we saw from them in the team event. And I feel like it's so hard to compare because the emotions watching them in the two events are just so different, right? Like you're watching the Japanese here and you're like, can they do it? Olympic gold is on the line. Are they going to be good enough to make up this difference? And so there's this anticipation and like you're holding your breath. And so every element that they're landing and securing, it just like builds the excitement more and more and more. So my experience of watching this program, I felt like this was the better of the two programs. What do you guys think?
I mean, this was an Olympic gold level free skate. There's something so impressive about the way that Riku has, she's struggled with her jumps over the past few years. And it's frustrating because she really never did before in the beginning of their partnership. It was like their strength. Mm-hmm. But something about this like Italian ice. How have we never said Italian ice, by the way? Something about the Italian ice. Her jumps have been so rock solid, clean, smooth this entire event across four programs. And it was magical. And I really think that if Haase and Volodin were able to skate clean, I don't think they would have beaten them in the free skate, but they easily would have been in the 150s, which would have been enough for the gold medal. And I think that they knew that because they seemed pretty nervous at the very beginning. I could see them like doing some breathing exercises together. Yeah. And I was like, they definitely know like what's at stake here. They definitely know. And I just think that with this podium, this is like, if you think about what happened overall in the whole competition, this is, I think, how it should have fared out.
I think that I think the Germans like skated very, very well. And I could make an argument that the Germans should have been in second place overall. But they skated pretty hesitantly. And like, you know, I think that I saw some people talking about like, you know, was the Japanese team overscored here? Like, is 158 too high? You know, I don't really like think we typically like really get into that stuff too much, especially in the situation where it's like, well, they wouldn't have beaten them with the program that they put out. And I do think that the Germans would have won overall if they were completely at their very best. I do actually think that. I don't think that the door was closed to them with the score the Japanese team got, but it was only very narrowly cracked open. And it was, you know, that we've seen this before with Riku and Ryuchi. Sometimes the standard feels like a little bit, it might feel like a little bit lower for them when they're like almost allowed to make little errors that other teams are not allowed to make. But I think that's because they make you feel something a lot of times that the other teams don't make you feel. And they have like some of these foundational skills and qualities that maybe aren't like as, you know, they're not like the Georgian throw, for instance, but it's like every little thing, all the quality like adds up over the course of the program. And so these like small technical errors or even large ones like the lift in the short program, like they're able to make up for that with the other things that they're doing. And with a skate like this, like the lasting impression of what the Japanese team did, it's just far more than what any other team left as an impression, I think, probably on the audience tonight.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you think of like the point deficit that they had, it's almost gone with the single sow cow, you know, that pop jump, like the pop jumps will murder
you every time.
I mean, right. I just think of Ilya with not only like the single axle, the double loop, and the double sauerkraut. Like, there's just so many points left on the table where it's like if you hit these big elements, tons of points. But popping is like, it's the worst thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm. It's the hardest to spot too. I have had to explain to so many people who were like, Ilya didn't fall that many times. How did he end up so low? And it's just like you're always better pulling in on these jumps and maybe falling because you're going to still end up getting more points than a popped jump. And I just think when you look at the Japanese, to your point, Sarah, they are on another level. They're just a completely different caliber of athlete. And I feel like when you're watching them skate a program, it's connected so seamlessly, but you don't see a ton of that like preparation that you see from all of these other teams where it's like, okay, here we go.
It's seamless.
Going into the third. It's seamless.
Right.
And that allows for you to get sucked into the moment more because a lot of these athletes have these like systems and checks within a program that kind of pull you out of the moment and you're like, oh, okay, they're going into their throw. Whereas the Japanese are just skating fast. And before you know it, you're like, whoa, that it's the throw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that I just,
and
matters.
Because we had, you know, this is probably this is our first like overwhelming favorite who does come away with gold so far in this Olympics. And because of that, we got a text message from a listener who is very famous. Ashley and Sarah, you both know him. He goes by the name Ben Augusto.
Oh, I got this text as well. Yeah.
Okay. And he, I'd love to share it. He said, well, whatever you said to the Pope worked.
Yes. If you were listening yesterday, you do know that we made some pretty serious and not joking at all pleas to the Pope to bless the ice rink, maybe do a Zamboni ride, maybe bring some incense over there. And it does feel like maybe a prayer was answered of some kind because most of this skating was really strong, especially toward, you know, at the end with the final six. Like, I did really feel for Leah Pereira and Trent Michaud, who were in third after the short and did not have, you know, just made mistakes that they couldn't afford. You know, they were already in a precarious position, I think, because they were the team that was least expected to be in this position and probably was going to have the most to prove in order to stay in that position. And so then when they were making mistakes, it was like it was just too hard for them to stay where they were. And so they ended up eighth overall. But yeah, I mean, credit to Metelka Nabarro-Lava also, who basically just like stepped out of a throw twice, you know, once in each program and otherwise skated a clean Olympics. Like, it's incredibly impressive.
I mean, even when you think of like the GOE that they're getting hit on because of the step outs, I think of the speed that they enter the jump with, the height, and how minimal the step out is and how not disruptive it really is to the overall performance, where it's like they're not going to get minus fives with that. Like, it's really minimal. Mm-mm. Like, they're losing some points, but they're still getting a lot. And they were really, I was very impressed by them tonight. Just like really solid, sturdy skating. Also, Pavlova,
their three jump combo?
I know.
Their three jump combo was really good. And as they're doing it, I was like, Adam can't hate on this three jump combo. This is good.
Actually, what Ashley did say most importantly to me tonight, which Adam, you were about to reference them, is as Pavlova, Svietchenko were skating yet another clean program, Ashley was like, I was wrong about this team.
Yep.
Period.
and then I said, how annoying, because now I'm gonna look like a bandwagon fan. Like, they skate well at the Olympics and now you
it's
like
it's okay
them?
To be
and
a bandwagon fan. It's okay.
I have egg on my face
sometimes,
and
that's what it takes.
Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes you say things that aren't true. I mean, I just said that we on this podcast don't talk that much about people getting over and underscored, which I said it. And as soon as I heard it come out of my mouth, I was like, that's a blatant lie. We do talk
we do
about
that
all
the time.
And I was like, what it's am fine. I saying?
I was like, exactly. We're not doing that.
Yeah, no,
like,
we would never.
No, we're talking about the
now let's talk about the underscoring. Now back to what we mostly talk about, the scores.
Well, and it is kind of a shame. Like, I thought Pavlova and Sviatchenko had, I mean, they had the cleanest of Olympics of anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, they skated two clean programs, and I'm disappointed that they were not on the podium.
On a podium?
Like, they got third in the free skate. They essentially, like, lose out on component scores to Hasa and Volodin, ultimately. And it's like, I don't know.
Can I arguably say that I prefer their performance
I
over
can say
Hasa
it.
And Volodin?
Yeah.
I have an argument, too.
Yeah.
I feel like Hasa and Volodin looked so, not terrified is not the word.
Tentative.
But
stiff.
Yes. And so I didn't feel like they were performing in the slightest. There was no performance. They were just trying to not lose. And that was the focus. Whereas when you watch Pavlova and Sviatchenko, they're out there having the time of their lives. Like even when you read their their mix zone quotes, they're just like so thrilled to be there. Beyond happy that their family, I believe her mom was there and she doesn't get to see her skate. It was just like, I'm happy. We're so happy. We're so happy. And so you see that energy in that team and it makes a difference when you're watching. It changes the experience.
Yeah. I think that their undoing was that because of their overall like standing in the world, they skated relatively early in the short program. And I think the short program is what did them in. They did a clean short program, but they were, you know, early enough in the night that the judges are sort of waiting for the later teams. So there's room left above these scores. And then now they get the score that they deserve in the free skate. You know, they got third in the free skate, which is completely deserved to me. But they were, you know, so far behind in the short program. And sometimes that's just the way it works out, that like the team that was very first in the short program is the one you're going up against. And like Hasa and Volodin definitely deserve the best score in the short program, and it just like didn't work out. But I am like so impressed with them. Like two clean skates at the Olympics. Amazing.
They are amazing. I mean, they're a force. And I think that they've really, you know, they've done these like interesting fun programs before where they did the Pirates, but they really tried to lock in a way that we haven't seen them lock in before. And they tackled this like very like introductory to artistry program really well. Yes.
They rebranded for Olympic season successfully.
Yes.
You know, to the point that on the day of the Olympic free skate, Ashley Wagner said, "I was wrong.
I was wrong.
And that's
they
a successful
to wear
rebrand
one
if I ever
color.
Saw one.
Yeah,
it's
one
true. They decided
color.
To wear one color at a time.
Yeah.
And that is art.
Yeah.
That's I'm immediately it's like, high art. They're performers. They're performers.
I also want to give a shout out that we can finally just take a big, deep exhale. Deanna Stolato-Dudek is... and forever an Olympian.
An Olympian.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It didn't go cleanly today again. And did she come off maybe saying she broke her nose?
Yeah. And she said, add it to the list. And I was like, get this girl.
Get this girl like, to the Pope.
Please. Yes.
Get her to the Vatican.
Get her blessed.
Yeah.
Get her blessed.
Yeah.
Let's send her into like an oxygen chamber. Let's get her into like a natural salt bath.
Send her to the spa.
Yes. Yeah. We need to just like, we need to do as a world, we need to come together. The Olympics is about the world coming together. We need to, as a world, come together and make sure one, her nose isn't broken. And two, she gets a massage.
Yep.
And that's the focus
and
of the world.
Not a sports massage.
No.
Not a sports massage. No, just one of those.
Like lymphatic drainage massage.
Yes.
Yeah, Swedish.
Yeah, deep.
Swedish and maybe a hot stone massage. Like get her a few. Get her a few different treatments. Get her a facial. Just do the
work. Scalp treatment. Yeah, exactly.
One of everything.
She needs to go to like, where they steam her scalp. They do that. They kind of like, they do that. They give like her the analysis and they're like, it's a bit dry. And she's like, well, my nose is broken. And they're like, okay, we'll focus on the scalp. Add it to the list, Deanna.
But I mean, you're right, Adam. It's like after, you know, we don't know all the details of what they've gone through over the past couple weeks, but
yeah,
whatever it was serious enough that they were not able to make it for the team event and that they had to delay their travel a lot. And so to me, that tells me that the achievement is just being here at all and being able to compete on Olympic ice and putting out two programs that, you know, maybe aren't the best you've ever, definitely aren't the best they've ever performed, but that they can be proud of because of the moment and the effort that, you know, and the story behind how they got there.
It's, I mean, I was still like tearing up by the end of their free skate because it's just emotional to think about that, you know, she was on track to maybe be on that 2002 team. She dreamed of being on the 2006 Olympic team, retired at 17, comes back. It's just, it's unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievable to see where she is now. And it's emotional. It's emotional. Like, this is what the Olympics is about. It's about, like, overcoming and believing in yourself and pushing yourself a little bit further. The medals are incredible, but this is what, like, the Olympics inspires us. And I think just Deanna is so inspiring. I think she's so amazing. And I really think she should get her nose checked out by a good doctor to make sure it's not broken.
100%.
Sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think there are several people on this result sheet that should go to a good doctor right after this. I mean, Sui Wenjing, Sarah Conti.
Oh, God, yes.
Deanna Stellato. Like, let's just can we get these people to a hospital and a church and a spa in that order?
We need to get crystals.
There has to be one of those in combination. And if there was a place, I feel like it would be Italy.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, here's a glass
church
of wine,
spa?
But also...
A church.
It's church.
Church med spa. Because we need a doctor.
I'll open it.
A religious med spa.
There you go.
That's what we need for
these. Get into Italy.
These Paris women. Wait, speaking of Paris women who may need a church med spa as well. Riku Mura's reaction when they won after Hazen Volodin's score came in.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Her scream, it was so good. I'd never heard her speak that loud ever or make that sound ever. She was so excited.
I know. It's just, I'm so happy for them. And I'm so happy for both of them, like, individually. He also, like, let out a battle cry when their free skate score came in. It was just like, it was so, I'm so happy.
It's so interesting watching the event on a show that is specifically for an American audience with next to someone who doesn't quite understand skating. Because, like, I think we all watch the Japanese and we're like, yes, they did it. Meanwhile, it's like for a traditional American audience, it might not be that accessibly exciting because you just don't have the context. But we've been covering them for so long and, like, know them. And it was just like the moment that this was one of the moments I wanted to see on Olympic ice. This is the moment like we deserve to see. And then you finally get it. Mm-hmm. And it just feels so good.
The Paris is for the true heads, as they say, because there isn't, you know, an American like true like gold medal threat. You know, maybe there's a dark horse chance at a medal in Paris, but most of the time it's like this is the one that like you have to follow the sport to appreciate it because it's not going to be the American characters. And so I agree with you, Ashley. The Americans finished 7th and 9th, not in the order we may have expected. Chanin Howe were in 7th and Cameron O'Shea ended up 9th after a tough free skate today. But you know what? Like, we were talking about this before we got on air. It's like, Cam and O'Shea, like, the team event free skate is the Olympic memory. Like, that's the legacy of this Olympics for them. And Chan and Howe skated. I'm happy that Chan and Howe, like, skated really well today and ended up
they did
too, because now both teams, like, are leaving with something that they can be really proud of, you know? And I mean, not that a bad or a tough free skate in some way is like something you can't be proud of. Like, you're at the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? I just mean that, like, I'm glad that both teams had like this kind of like shining moment.
A moment. Yeah. And I'm I just was really impressed with how Emily and Spencer, like, they skated here, and they took nationals and they took all of the conversation of like, they're only here because there's some citizenship. And it's like, they just put that all behind them and it wasn't their focus and they weren't sorry for being here. And they showed up and they skated like Olympians.
Mm-hmm.
They did great stuff here.
Yeah.
And they should be really proud of it. I want to shout out
two teams for just like really good skates for them. The Polish team of Czechetnina.
Yeah, Czechetnina.
And Wozniak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Czechetnina and Wozniak. Two really good skates for them. Mm-hmm. That was, I was so happy for them to have that moment on an Olympic stage. And then Haka and Kunkel today were really good, mm-hmm. too. Like, the scores didn't really end up showing that. But I'm watching this and I'm checking everything off. And I'm like, Sarah, they're skating really well. Like, it was great for them. So they also had to go and train in Berlin for a while because Team USA bought out, like, all the ice at their rink. So they had to leave their training rink and go train in Berlin.
It's rude.
Oh, my God. Colonialism. At the Olympics?
We're doing ice time colonialism.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, here's hoping it pays off in one of these events for the U.S., you know, like, mm-hmm. with a gold medal, because they've got one left and they probably were hoping for three. So, and on that note, tomorrow is the women's short program. And Taylor Swift has done a promo video introducing the three women on NBC that is, like, all over my internet right now.
It's so good.
And it's amazing. I'm worried that it might be geo-blocked, Adam, but you should watch it when you're, like, if you're at the IBC, you can be on NBC internet and you'll be able to see it.
Okay.
But it's good. It's really good.
It's very good.
Yeah. And
she's like, she's describing our three girls, and it starts with Amber, and then she goes into Alyssa, and both of them have amazing stories. And so before she gets to Isabeau, I turn to Sarah, and I'm like, what is she going to say? Like, she's from New Jersey? Like, where is she going to go with this? And then all of these girls have actually such an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, it's, you need to it's watch it. Really
if you
well
haven't watched
done.
And you're listening, it's good.
Yeah. It's really well done by the people who make such things at NBC.
Yes. Very, congratulations very to this such things you make.
Adam, have you gotten any update on your plant godchild?
No. And I'm actually sort of like, hey, Isabeau, where's part two? I know you're competing tomorrow. Where's my second TikTok?
But you've had 2 weeks.
Grandchild.
You've had 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Grandchild.
Yes. Grandchild.
Okay, hopefully we'll get an update on that soon.
We should ask Andrea Joyce to ask her and her, like, coming to the arena interview.
Arrival interview?
How is your plant doing?
Yeah.
Honestly, she would probably love getting that question on the way in, like, when you're, like, kind of stressed, sure, you know, and you get just, like, a little fun one.
I would mm-hmm. love to hear her response.
No, it would be incredible. So there is a second video that she's gonna come out with, or maybe never, who knows, maybe she's like, it's time to leave this on the cutting room floor. But like, she did a christening for the plant, and
we're waiting for it.
And while she's doing the christening, like, her and Christina are both, like, quietly, like, sitting with their heads down. And they're both like giggling back and forth. Okay.
Of course.
They're giggling back and forth. And and Christina's giggling. And Isabel says to Christina, "Christina, stop laughing." And then Isabel's like, and then Christina's like, "You're laughing too." And then Isabel says, "I'm not laughing. I'm just making noise."
Well,
she's become my favorite. She's become my absolute favorite.
I'll never forget it.
I'm not laughing. I'm just making noise.
I'm just making noise. And that is is my daughter through and through.
Through and through. Well, yeah, all three of our daughters are on the ice tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to all of our children who are done with their events as of today. The pairs, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Great event. Can't wait for tomorrow. Ooh,
I'm really starting to get nervous. I'm just thinking of like Kauri and Ami really and Monet nervous. And like everybody, all of them, Luna.
Oh,
like,
I know.
We love them all.
This is,
yeah.
I mean,
we have so many children in this event.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
I feel like a Mormon mother with the amount of daughters I have in this event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like a Duggard.
I love all these women so much. I just want a really good two events of skating. They deserve it because they're all so insanely competitive. I just want to see them all have a great Olympics.
Agreed.
I think they're going to give it to us. I really do.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know. Oh, my God.
And on that note, tomorrow will be tomorrow.
Okay. Good night.
Okay.